BlazeRadio.com app update and enjoy pausing and rewinding the score live.
You can catch all the stupid stuff we say. And for the first time ever in local broadcast radio, enjoy your favorite score shows on demand and on the go.
It's fast and easy DVR-style controls for live radio. Update your Radio.com app now to get in on this hot new technology.
Download the Radio.com app update now to pause and rewind live score radio.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago.
The Score! Top of the hour is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. For the latest that's going on with the Wolves, go to chicagowolves.com. And they've got everything going on with their sprint power play, too. So if you want to learn more, ChicagoWolves.com. This hour is also being brought to you by 90NorthSchaumburg.com. Herbie, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Okay, so Campy, GCI was on my trade list. Like, if Mitch was going to trade me like they're trying to do with Al Michaels, he could trade me to GCI. I said that I would also be okay with being traded to VAZ.
Okay.
Hold on. I got to get my V103 voice ready.
V103. Tonight on The Quiet Storm, we're going to start things off with a little Sade and Anita Baker.
Ba 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 ba.
Woo. Make me a bicycle, clown!
Welcome in. My name is Lawrence Holmes, here with you until 2 o'clock today. I was planning on a whole different type of show that we were going to do, and don't worry, some of that stuff is still going to be baked into the show, but there is actual NFL news and Bears news to discuss, and so until there isn't any news, we will talk about that news. Mark Grody is going to join me at 12:20 via the phone. Anthony Heron is going to join me at 1 o'clock via the app. I'm in the studio by myself. I can see my guys, Herb Lawrence and Rick Damkamp, over on the other side. They are taking care of business that way. And we're going to try to do our best to be as normal as possible, which means we're going to be weird because we are weird. And I know that we'll keep doing the shows from studio as long as we can. I know that we have a contingency put in case I want to do the show from home. But some of the safeguards that have been put in place have put my mind at ease a little bit. What? You don't feel? Am I wrong in that, Campy? Like, you shook your head. Like, should I not be here? You want me to leave?
No, I was thinking more about the old Lucy app.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to use Zoom. That's what I'm going to do. But any of that stuff, on Friday, I went over to DePaul because we had a meeting of the comm department because we're moving our curriculum like every other school, like we're moving it online. So we had to learn how to do that. And one of the things that was really prevalent was there might not be the technological infrastructure to do all the things that we want to do online because everyone is going to be kind of living online. So it might not be possible to do all of this stuff. Like, there were a lot of professors that were like, oh, we'll just have classes on Zoom. And our director of online learning, God bless her, you guys have met her, my friend Joanne, she was so patient with us asking dumbass questions. She's like, oh, well, you could try that, but your students might not have internet at specific times of the day. And they might just be working off of just their phone. So it was an enlightening thing. I think I'm not really good with technical stuff for the most part, but I actually think that my class is going to be okay. Like, I'm actually looking forward to it now. So hopefully that was where my solace was over the weekend. My solace was in trying to create routines that seemed similar to what I would ordinarily be doing while understanding stay your black ass in the house. And outside of me coming here, I'm staying my black ass in the house. So I did a podcast yesterday, me and JJ Stankovitz and Cam Ellis. Like, we hooked up via Zoom and put together, I think, a really good Bears podcast. I want to talk about the Bears. Like, there's news about the Bears. This, not even just the stuff today. Like, Austin Hooper is now off the market. He's going to be with the Browns. There is some rumor and conjecture about Teddy Bridgewater, but I haven't seen it from a place that I feel comfortable enough sharing with you. Like, there's a group of reporters that I trust, and I haven't seen any of them talking about it in any concrete way. So until I do, it exists as rumor and conjecture, but that's as far as I'm willing to go with it. But if something changes between now and 2 o'clock on that front, we shall see. There's an interesting moral question about whether or not the NFL should be doing business today. I thought it was funny, like, sitting at home over the weekend, talking to people from around the league, talking to friends of mine who are reporters, and being like, they're totally going to do this. The NFL is totally going to be like, what? We're not playing right now? Yeah, we're going to start our league year up. We're absolutely going to do that because we're the NFL. There are no consequences for us. CBA? Yeah, let's get those votes in and let's get them counted. Labor peace between now and 2030? Solid. Now we can get onto the business of making billions. Now we can start negotiating those TV contracts with networks that may not make it. But we'll see. I was just sitting there. Me and JJ were talking via text yesterday morning, and I said, well, let's get together and do a pod today about some of the bear stuff. And he goes, well, why don't we wait to see if the league year is gonna start up? And I was like, come on, JJ, it's starting up, because the NFL won't stop. They just won't. They did make changes into the draft, so the draft is still going to happen. It's just not gonna happen in person. They're going to go back to the old way of doing it, where what I'm guessing is every one of the facilities in the NFL has a camera not too dissimilar to the cameras that we have here in the Score studio. And if you're watching on 670thescore.com, we appreciate it, or the Facebook feed. Every one of the facilities has at least one of these. So I imagine that technology will just move to a room where Ryan Pace or whoever's the GM is making the decision or the phone call. So you're going to have that. And I also think that it kind of looks like the debate last night, where you have Roger Goodell like on a stage, maybe at 345 Park Avenue, if he's able to get to 345 Park Avenue, and he'll announce who's drafting whom when it happens, and then cut to the facility of where they're saying, yeah, we really like this guy and he's the best and he's going to change our franchise. Cut to ESPN having people via satellite all over the place explaining it. Cut to, here's the film of this guy when he played ball and all that good stuff. So that's what I expect you're going to see happen with the NFL draft. But they just won't stop. I saw some people finding it distasteful. Our guy Pete Futek, well, I thought, had a pretty good tweet about it, saying if there is business that can be done without putting people in danger, then why not do the business? Like, that's the flip side of the argument. My question is how are these medicals getting done? But who knows? Who knows? But there was some Bears news that I thought was significant. Over the weekend, there were two actual Bears transactions that I thought were interesting. One, Danny Trevathan signing a 3-year deal to stay with the Bears. So if you were a part of the Nick Kwiatkowski fan club, you might want to find a new team, because I don't think he'll be back with the Bears. He may have priced himself out of the Bears by playing well enough to make people go, I think that guy is a starting linebacker somewhere. Yes, Herbie?
The only saving grace is today, Christian Kirksey signed with the Packers. So you one would think that they don't have room for two linebacker signings.
So what you're saying is that you thought that he was going to go to the Packers?
Yes, that they had very much interest in him signing. Actually, Rich has something right here.
Breaking news from Ian Rappaport.
Okay.
The Arizona Cardinals are trading David Johnson to the Texans.
Oh, okay.
So Houston gets a running back that they've been kind of piecemealing.
That's going to be a problem for people if there is football in September. Because that's exactly what they need. And you add that to what they already have on offense. That's a problem. We all kind of knew he wasn't going to stay in Arizona. Oh, and before I get back to the Trevathan and the Roy Robertson-Harris stuff, did y'all see that Kirk Cousins got an extension? They gave that man a two-year extension. Now, the reason that they gave him a two-year extension is because he was a $31 million cap hit, and they needed to flatten it out. You have to understand that even though teams may not on paper, or I guess maybe not on paper, but digitally look like they don't have enough money cap-wise, that the cap is really flexible. And one of the ways that you can flex the cap is by taking salary and converting it to bonus money. And then you open up, you spread, you still have to pay for it. It's like a credit card. You're just kind of moving the payments down the road.
So flattening is good.
Flattening is a very good thing.
Okay.
It's a very good thing. It's why I won't look or touch either one of you today. Just today, though. We'll see about tomorrow. So they had to do that, but they're going to have themselves some Kirk Cousins for a long time. That man got $84 million guaranteed damn dollars. Hall of Famer at the bank in my book.
I don't even think that was the big story of the weekend. Do you know our guy, your guy?
Riante.
Baby.
Ryan Tannehill, our guy Riante, we renamed him, got himself $118 million, $62 million guaranteed fully. And if he makes it through the first year of that deal, $92 million of them dollars guaranteed. Now, here's where the moral aspect of it comes in. You ever see that clip? I think it was Tabitha Soren and Tupac, where Tupac is out here saying, yeah, if we're standing outside and we look through the keyhole and we see that you were just having a party where you're throwing salami around, and I'm like, can we please come into the party? And then you say no. And then I knock on the door and I'm like, can we please come into the party? We're hungry. We want some food. And then eventually we go kick that door down and then we go come into the party. That's kind of how it feels. Everyone who isn't on this level of wealth is sitting there going, huh, we gonna make it? Like, are we gonna make it? Do we have enough food in our houses? And the NFL is like, and you get a million, and you get a million. I'm sitting there like taking registry of what's in my house yesterday. Do I have enough soup? All this stuff. Got a fun call from my agent on Friday. My agent is always hyper, but he was super hyper on Friday. And I'm like, look, I'm in meetings. I'll call you back. He called me back. Didn't know this. Know it now. That there is a basically a act of God clause in our contracts that would allow for stations to not pay us. Now, the great thing is that we're still doing work. So it's hard to not pay people who are still doing work. But if there ever comes a point, and I said, BS, that's not what I said, but it's kind of what I said. And he's like, no, look right here. It's boilerplate in just about every contract. And I was like, oh, damn.
One would say, is this an act of God, though?
That's not the name of it. I'm just saying that that's the category. I forgot, it's force of nature, act of God type clause.
I'm about to say, God was like, come on, y'all. I didn't do this. Y'all out here BSing. Don't blame me for everything.
I mean, there's a whole discussion that we could have on that. But that's what my weekend's been like. It hasn't been dissimilar than yours. You're trying to figure out, like, how can I help people? Like, one of my guys is a handyman, and I was going to have him do some work in the house, and now I'm like, no, you can't come in the house. But there's work outside. Like, what about my people in the service industry? What am I supposed to do for them? Am I ordering food on Uber Eats? Is that a good idea?
They have a no contact policy.
I know, but all of it, like, I know. Like, that's good. Like, leave it at the front door, and I'm going to tip you big. But still, we're all still trying. Like, should I even be here? I don't know. I think so. I think that we've put some safeguards in place that are helpful. And I do think that the normalcy aspect of it is a big deal. Like I was saying earlier, I didn't feel normal this weekend until JJ, Cam, and I sat down and did a Bears podcast. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to start getting ready for the show. Had it been during the week where things started to escalate, like the way that things escalated between Thursday night and Sunday night, like had it been like a Monday through Wednesday type of deal, I think I would have been able to handle it better. That being said, I felt it was important to be here as long as it was safe. And we're doing the stuff that the CDC, like there's like 10 people here. And Mitch came by and he stayed like 20 feet away from us, which is great. But I understand that people have their routines and I wanted to be here for the routine. And quite honestly, I needed the routine too. Real talk. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to ask Mark Grody if Teddy Bridgewater makes any sense for the Bears and if they can afford it, considering that they probably need to give Allen Robinson a big money long-term extension. And does that mean cutting Leonard Floyd? All that and more is next here on The Score.
Hey, it's Mike Mulligan.
And David Haw here.
Being live and local with 670 The Score is more important than ever.
So as America adjusts to a new work-at-home environment, trust us to keep you informed, entertained, and occasionally make you laugh during these uncertain times.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com.
And stream The Score live from your smart speaker instantly.
670 The Score is live and local, a radio.com sports station.
This week at Macy's, it feels like spring with big savings on new styles to wear all season long. Plus, use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 20% off already great deals, like 25 to 40% off the newest trends with bold neutrals and fresh florals. Save 20% off designer handbags and wallets and update his look with 70 to 85% off designer suits. Now, Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. See Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world.